Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Tuesday. Welcome in, Spencer on Sports, kicking off local programming. 4 hours of local sports talk every Monday through Friday afternoon here on 1600 KGYM. Also find us at the FM dial 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, streaming around the globe from our international broadcast center, KGYMradio.com. You can also download the free KGYM Sports Radio app for your app. Phone, your cell phone, smartphone. What am I talking about? Isaac, what am I talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. This is going to be a great show. If I have no idea what I'm saying, you cannot understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. We've got a fantastic next 54 minutes of your radio afternoon. If you have a smartphone, let's just try this again. Should I play the music again? I feel like whatever Todd was trying to do at the beginning of his show, Todd Brommelkamp show yesterday, I feel like carried over into this show today. Just rewind, play SportsCenter, the final lap, all that stuff again. We'll begin again. My point is, if you have a smartphone, you know how you can download apps and stuff? If you go to the App Store, type in KGYM Sports Radio, our app will pop up and you can download it if you haven't already. It's totally free and you can stream us on your smartphone. That's what I was trying to say. 319-366-1600 is the talk or text line. If you want to chime in on anything going on in the sports world today, love to hear from you on a Tuesday afternoon. Gorgeous day outside. I do not see a cloud from my vantage point here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We'll get into a little NFL talk, some good news for the former Iowa State Cyclone, Breece Hall. The day after the Jets bring in Dalvin Cook, Breece has been elevated from the PUP list. Get to that news, get some reaction to that move from Jets head coach Robert Saleh coming up before 3 o'clock. Also, another rookie quarterback named a starter today. SportsCenter talked about it at the top of the hour. Anthony Richardson, starting QB in Indianapolis. He'll be your week one starter for the Colts. Get to that coming up before 3 o'clock as well. Get to a little Major League Baseball. This is going to be, I think, a pretty consequential week in terms of the National League Central standings. All has to do with who the two leaders in the NL Central are playing this week. One of those leaders has pretty rough schedule this week. Two serious contenders for the World Series crown, and one of those teams has pretty soft underbelly of the schedule. Don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, still got to go out and play the games, but I think it could be a rather consequential week when it comes down to it. When we're looking at the standings maybe a month or so from now, could look back to this week and say, that was the week things got interesting. We'll talk about that coming up before 3 as well. There have been a number of crazy reasons why a game has been delayed. We've seen swarms of insects. We've seen, rain. We've seen disco demolition, right? There was a game canceled because of that. I may have found another all-timer as to why a sporting event was delayed. I promise I will get to that before 3 as well. I've got the clip, and you will not believe what happened in this sporting event. The reason why they had to pause briefly and then restart. It is rather interesting and humorous at the same time. I do want to start with a little college sports talk here today with some new discussions on realignment and how it might impact the college football playoff. Do that here in just a moment. But first, got to do our due diligence, check in with producer Isaac. What's new on that side of the glass? How you doing?
Not much. I'm doing well. I'm just interested to see what the crazy delay is. The only crazy one, there's a lot of crazy ones, but the craziest one to me will always be the lights going out in the Super Bowl. I don't understand.
Because of Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
The Beyonce power outage, right?
I never understood how you could possibly let that happen in the sporting event that consumes America. But, I'm interested. I'm very intrigued.
I don't know if anyone else has picked up on this story. I stumbled across it this morning, and I think it is worth probably 2.5 to 3 minutes to explain it and share it with the listening audience. We'll get to that before three. I promise you. Sometimes I say things, oh, we'll get to this, and then we don't really have time because we get off in, you know, remembering some guys or, you know, just get off on the topic at hand. But this, I promise, will be coming your way before 3 o'clock. Before
I'll hold you to it.
Before I cede the floor to Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. But let's jump in. College football. There is some news, and this is interesting here. And we're at this point. I think we were all anticipating we would be at this point, especially with the new Big Ten media deal. But I'll get into the specifics here in just a moment. But I want to bring your poll question to KGYMradio.com. We're in a streaming age, right? I've talked about how I have streaming TV, and Isaac, do you have streaming TV? Are you full on stream, or are you traditional cable? No,
I just find ways to mooch off my dad or my girlfriend's mom, and then have like some streaming services
there
that I pay for myself and share with them.
I got you.
Hopefully, I don't get in trouble for that. I guess.
Well, you just put it out to the airwaves.
They're going to crack down here recently, is what the reports are.
Well, I look out the window, and there's the FBI. Good to know you. Thanks for being here.
Should have stopped me when you should have stopped me.
You incriminated yourself, man.
My bad.
Put it out of the airwaves in Eastern Iowa. And the knock at the door. Who is this? Oh, officer, what are you doing here? We're here for Isaac. Anyways, we're in a streaming age. Back to the point at hand. We're at a streaming age. Everything seems to be on streaming. There's baseball games on streaming, Apple TV Plus, and MLB.TV, we've talked at length and I've complained at length about how I can't watch my favorite team and you likely can't either. And they keep telling you to sign up for certain products and you can watch teams and all that good stuff. But when it comes to college football, right, we've largely been in a world where, you know, here's ESPN, here's ABC, here's Fox, here's Big Ten Network. Now, you do need to have cable to watch Big Ten Network, obviously, but all those other networks I mentioned are over the air. Well, now with the new media deal, yes, you have the over-the-air component with NBC and CBS and Fox, but you also have Peacock as part of the fray. And according to Brett McMurphy from the Action Network, he had some more scheduling leaks. Nothing confirmed of this yet, but Brett's usually up on, you know, his sources, and his sources are fairly accurate. And if Brett's reporting, Brett McMurphy, again, from the Action Network, is correct, 2 Iowa football games this fall will be streaming on Peacock, which is NBC's streaming platform. So we're asking you, part of our poll question, KGYMradio.com, how will you watch those Iowa games that are being streamed? Are you going to get the app? Are you going to subscribe to Peacock or whatever you may need to see these football games? Are you going to use a friend's account? As Isaac just mentioned, there are certain sites that are indeed cracking down on it. There was news that came out last week that that Hulu and Disney Plus are joining Netflix and cracking down on password sharing. They, spoiler alert, they like money, and they'd like more of your money. And when you share an account with someone, well, that means they don't get that whatever dollar figure it is to subscribe monthly. So in order to get more money for their corporation, they would like your subscription fee, please. But I digress. Are you going to use a friend's account? Are you going to head to a local establishment? Or are you going to find a stream online? We'll leave it at that. Those are the 4 options, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement, on our poll question at KGYMradio.com. I say this because Brett McMurphy putting out this list earlier today, just after 8 o'clock this morning, of games that are going to be on both Fox and Peacock, according to his sources. And so far, 2 of Iowa's games will indeed be Peacock games this season. The 2 games in question, September 30th, as the Hawkeyes take on Michigan State. That is set, according to Brett McMurphy, as a 2:30 kickoff. And then I've seen the Sickos committee complain about this one. Iowa and Northwestern from Wrigley Field. Kind of surprised that is on Peacock, to be 100% honest with you, considering it's at a special location with Wrigley Field. Usually when they have kind of like those, not necessarily one-off games, but kind of the games in special locations, games where college football games, where football games aren't usually played, right? You kind of see those on maybe at the very least BTN, maybe in ESPNU. I'm recalling back, Soldier Field is not a it's not an unusual place to play a football game, but I'm thinking back to, what year was that? Was that 2012? Iowa, Northern Illinois at Soldier Field. That was like an ESPNU game. It's not an unusual place to play a football game, not Wrigley Field, but you'd think that they would put that on broadcast TV or at the very least Big Ten Network. But according to Brett McMurphy, that game, November 4th, as the Hawkeyes take on the Wildcats, is also set for a 2:30 kickoff on Peacock. So when I hear you, when you hear me say that there are going to be games exclusively, and this is a question for Iowa fans, but if you're not an Iowa fan, you can also chime in too at 319-366-1600. How do you feel when I say that there's going to be streaming-only games? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Are you indifferent about it? Are you mad that you have to subscribe to a new streaming platform? You tell me. 319-366-1600. Isaac, I describe myself as a young old dude, and you're younger than me, so I think we're more used to the streaming thing. I've mentioned before, I stream all my TV. I used to be a dedicated, this is how we do it kind of thing, but in the last 5 to 7 years, gone fully streaming, and it is what it is. There's some good parts about it. There's some bad parts about it. There's things I wish I could have that I had before, and things that I had before that I don't miss now. I think that's largely the experience that people have when it comes to streaming. But for a lot of folks who've relied on, Iowa football being on those main channels, BTN excluded, being able to tune in ABC, being able to tune in, Fox, and now CBS and NBC, it might be a pretty big change to, what's an app? what's a peak? What's Peacock? They're using a Peacock to show the game? I could see where there might be some confusion with this. And for those who might not be up on the technology and might not have the capability to stream something like this, it might be kind of a big change. At the same time, you want to see the game, you'll make a way to seek it out, right?
Yeah, it can definitely be a frustrating thing to kind of figure out where you gotta watch thing and be like, watch some specific sporting event and find out it's on some other platform that you don't have. And yeah, I can definitely see how that's frustrating. Luckily, if I remember, Peacock is relatively one of the cheaper.
It's like $6
a month.
Yeah,
$6. Yeah. I have it. It's not too bad. I have it for soccer stuff.
Sure. I just got it for the Major League Baseball game of the week, and I was surprised how affordable it was.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be a walking billboard for Peacock here. Lord knows I do that enough for the Athletic
compare,
on the show.
When you compare
but,
some of them, like some of them are kind of like $13, $14. I think like HBO is like $16 a month. Like it's not like that sort of thing. But I can definitely understand and empathize with it being frustrating figuring out trying to find where all the games are.
Mm-hmm.
And then figuring out if it's on this platform or this platform, and then finding out it's on a different platform that you don't even have, and you got to subscribe to this. And
you think
it's a big headache at this point.
You think about all the players in the stream game now. You not only do you have like a BTN Plus, right? Which, BTN can in Big Ten Network's defense, they can only do so much on their main feed, and I know they have the alternate channels, which that's a story in of itself. Like, you better hope, I feel bad for, the Indiana and Rutgers fans out there where, regular Big Ten Network is showing, Iowa State, for example, and then Rutgers is playing, Howard or something. And this is on the BTN alternate channel, and then the people who watch Rutgers are like, what's the alternate channel? I don't know what's going on. They can only do so much in their main channel, so they put a lot of the non-revenue sports, the Olympic sports that we talk so much about, on BTN Plus. And I wish, honestly, they would do more on network TV when it comes to college baseball and college softball, and even in the fall here with volleyball and soccer. There's a lot of that doesn't get seen on main BTN, aside from maybe a tape delayed filler broadcast, and that's, again, BTN has their limitations too, but now, Apple TV has baseball, right? And there was talk that maybe the Pac-12 could have been on that. That's fallen through the cracks.
MLS is on Apple TV. Yeah.
You got Amazon, who has the NFL now, and there's been some talk about, let's put maybe some more football games on there, or some sort of basketball coverage or whatever. And there's been discussions of, could Netflix get into the whole thing. And now Peacock has the Major League Baseball game of the week. Will that expand in the near future? It's one game a week. It's a Sunday kind of matinee thing. It's fun to tune on or tune in if you've got nothing else to watch. But now you're seeing, and this isn't just like a, you know, all the respect to the MAC or the Mountain West or the American Conference. This isn't like some lower tier game like UTEP versus Rice or whatever, that if you're bored, you need a game to watch, you're a college football junkie, you know, you're like, oh, hey, UTEP and Rice is on, I'm going to fire up the stream to watch that. This is Big Ten college football, and these are conference games. It's not just, you know, again, Northwestern taking on Duke or something. This is, again, according to Brett McMurphy's reporting, Iowa and Michigan State and a Big Ten West matchup in Iowa and Northwestern. Now, not the best games. I think, you know, if you're an Iowa fan, I guess you're kind of thankful it's not a premier matchup, and I don't think that they would ever do that. At least not in the, you know, they might in the near future. I shouldn't say they, you know, they would never do that, but in the near future, you know, or at least in present times, I don't think they would go about that, at least to start. But you never know where this kind of goes. They see success, a lot of subscribers, a lot of people are drawn to Peacock to, you know, check out the games, right? You need to have it to watch the games, and it's not just Iowa being affected by this. We'll get to some of the other schools here in just a moment. But if they see the success in this in drawing people in and the subscription revenue is up, hey, you never know what could happen maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the road. And with new teams in the conference, 18 teams to cover, that's a lot of games they need to find space for. And I think Peacock and BTN Plus, too, and who knows if we see Paramount Plus with CBS being a part of it, too. You're going to see these streaming games, I think, become more and more prevalent, especially with college basketball, because there's a ton more basketball games than there are football games. There's only, you know, 12 football games, but basketball, you're playing, what, 25, 30 games, you know, a year, probably more than 30 for most schools. So there's going to have to be a network where you carry the, you know, Northwestern versus College of Charleston men's basketball game, and it's probably going to end up being on a site like Peacock or Paramount Plus going forward.
Yeah, and again, it will be frustrating initially figuring out where things kind of lie, but I also think if you kind of embrace it, again, I have to stream soccer for everything, and luckily, you know, it's pretty much, well, soccer is really frustrating too, where different leagues are on different ones, so like Paramount Plus has like Serie A, Peacock has Premier League, mm-hmm. ESPN has Bundesliga and La Liga, so it's really hard to kind of keep track of, oh, I want to watch, you know, Juventus play. Mm-hmm. I have to have Paramount Plus, and hard to remember where all of those teams play. So,
I feel like there are more, because I'm thinking about Major League Baseball because we're in season with it, but, you know, you take away, I know Bally has their own app, but it's largely inaccessible outside of home markets for the teams. But I think the two national ones that come to mind are Apple TV and Peacock for Major League Baseball. The other, you know, ESPN Plus has, you know, games and such. But if I'm looking at independent stuff, those two come to mind. Soccer seems to have a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, kind of all over the board. And that has to be a headache for someone like you, that you want to watch these games, right? And it's like, man, I need to have literally every subscription to get this, right?
Yeah, on top of, you know, you also have, like, Continental Cups with Champions League and Europa League, and it's just, it's really frustrating. And so I think during the football season it will be frustrating if you're, I don't know, say a fan of some SEC school and maybe you follow some Big 12 school. It's going to be hard to keep track of, I got to watch this team on this network, on this streaming app, I got to watch this team through a cable network. At this time, it's going to be frustrating. I think right now, things in the streaming world are so chaotic with a lot of these companies really vying to be that sort of top spot. Mm-hmm. And so eventually, I assume some of these, I don't want to say it, but some of these streaming platforms are going to fail. Like, yeah, they just are. There's only so much money out there. So some of them are going to fail, and I think eventually it'll become less confusing. But right now, it's very hard to keep track of where you got to watch what.
319-366-1600, talking to you about the news. Brett McMurphy putting out some schedule leaks. News coming out that Iowa is set to play, according to Brett's sources, two games that are going to be streaming exclusive on Peacock. Michigan State game on September 30th and the Northwestern game from Wrigley Field on November 4th. How does that make you feel? If you're an Iowa fan, are you excited by it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Are you indifferent about it? You can let me know on the talk or text line at 319-366-1600. 4702 says, I hate it. I'll be getting it because I don't just watch Iowa. I watch all Big Ten games. Also saying, I pay Dish Network to make sure I get every channel for college football that the games will be on, and now forced to get the internet as well. You know, and this is kind of what I was saying, too, and what you were saying, Isaac, about the whole soccer thing, too. But for football fans, it's now like, and I agree with what 4702 says, you know, there's always tiers, right? You know, like, well, you got this, you know, you got your basic stuff, and then you got this, and then, well, you got the tier, right? You got to hit this tier just to get this one channel, and that adds in 65 other channels that you might not care about, but you got that one channel. And now it's kind of that same thing with streaming. It's like, well, I've got this, and I've got that, and I've got this, and I've got that, and I've got this, you know, package where it's these three services in one. When is enough enough? And I kind of agree with you. I feel like at some point someone, I would hope, and, you know, since we're in the time of this whole thing with college football and college sports and just sports in general where stuff doesn't make sense. We're just doing stuff for the sake of doing stuff. And like I've said before, if we're going full stupid, I'd rather we just go full stupid and just kind of, you know, like go all in. And then I guess maybe come to a realization at some point that maybe this wasn't the best idea. That's not probably the best way to go about it. But I feel like at some point, someone's going to have to say, when is, you know, maybe we took this a little too far. And maybe in the future, there's some consolidation, right, for streaming platforms. I think, you know, I don't want to say Hulu was designed to be that, but there's different stakes into that kind of platform. But now it seems like it's, well, it's these networks versus this network versus them. And I think if someone really wanted to make a lot of money, and this is for you on the text line and listeners out there, become a corporate executive of these streaming companies and figure out a way to get them all to work together and make one product that everybody can pay for and access. It might cost a pretty penny to start, but I feel like a lot of people would kind of gravitate toward that, especially if you're like a sports fan. If you can get the sports hub for streaming, I feel like that could be like the million-dollar idea of the day, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. Especially, and I could be wrong on this, but I thought I saw a report that streaming platforms like Peacock and Paramount Plus, in their first couple years of existence here, have made massive losses. Like, they've been operating essentially on a loss. And so I would think at some point they're going to come to realization that, you know, we don't actually necessarily, NBC and CBS are going to come to a realization that we don't need a streaming platform. We can sell our TV show rights to Netflix again, like they used to back. Mm-hmm. It seems so long ago now where Netflix used to have every show on there. But I don't know. It is a great idea, though, where if you can get them to all just kind of come under one umbrella and be a streaming platform for everything, it'll certainly cost more. But, you know, $25 a month to watch whatever sport you wanted in whatever league you wanted, whenever you wanted, I don't see how that... I don't know. To me, that sounds like it would be like a very good selling point and pretty profitable and pretty popular, but so things are never that simple, unfortunately.
That's true. That's true. ESPN has said in the past that they want to become that kind of like all sports hub, because remember there's discussion too about ESPN becoming its own streaming app. Like, you pay if you want ESPN on its own. And we've discussed that, I think, on the show before about how ESPN has said, well, maybe we don't see the value in being solely a linear TV network, meaning like one that relies on cable subscriptions and things of the like. We think we can get enough people to get interested in us just by paying directly for us, a direct-to-consumer kind of thing. And they've expressed interest in the past, too. Like, you know, we want to be, if there's a game that you can watch, we want to be the app you click on to be that hub. And I'm not sure I trust ESPN to be that, right? Like, you know, and I'm not sure how that would work either, because you have so many, you know, cooks in the kitchen with all the networks that are involved with this. So I'm not sure how ESPN could possibly do that with like CBS and NBC unless they just kind of drop all their, like, you know, competitive nature, I guess. I don't know how it would all work out, but I know ESPN has expressed interest in that before. 319-366-1600, talking about the news from Brett McMurphy, at least according to his reports, that two Iowa games will be on Peacock streaming only. It's not only Iowa being affected. There are a few other games, a few other schools that will have games on the Peacock network, according to Brett. I'll tell you what those games are, run down his latest schedule update, and spend a little bit of time on the realignment story. I might dive a little bit further into it tomorrow because there are some key questions I think people are going to be talking about with this. But I'll give you the synopsis of what I read from Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports earlier today, coming up in just a bit as well. Spencer at Sports with you here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures will be climbing into the mid to upper 70s, and the humidity stays nice and low. As we head into tonight, we'll have clear skies and drop down into the mid 50s. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and a little warmer, a little more humid. We'll then have a cold front that moves in overnight, and that brings in a chance for a shower and mostly just some clouds and a breeze. Temperatures and humidity come back down a bit Thursday, and then we start to warm up over the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
I decided to get a condo and I was done with renting. I was ready to have space for my dog.
We're talking with Janae Nelson about her first mortgage with Midwest One Bank.
My realtor suggested Midwest One's first-time homebuyer program and it was a perfect fit. Midwest One Bank made me feel like there was no judgment in my financial situation. Midwest One Bank absolutely made it simple. This is going to be a relationship that I'm going to keep building.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Loan subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter Nevada, play from anywhere. Two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, where you make five picks against the spread each week with 100% payback. Or join Circa Survivor, where you select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
2:32, moments away from 2:33. It's Spencer at Sports here with you on KGYM. 319-366-1600, live from the Circus Sports Iowa studios on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6. Get to a little baseball, and as promised, add it to the list of strange reasons why a sporting event was postponed, at least temporarily. We'll get to that before 3 as well. 309-366-1600. Talking about our poll question, talking about the news from Brett McMurphy that a couple Iowa football games, according to his report, is going to be streaming only coming up here. Nothing official has come out from any other sources yet. Specifically the University of Iowa with their football schedule. Usually we get those leaks, those schedule, not leaks, but releases throughout the year, but have not seen anything official. But Brett McMurphy from the Action Network reporting that these games could be flexed to other networks. So if you see another game, you know, maybe a better matchup get moved up the food chain, maybe one of these does come off of Peacock and go to a BTN or go to a straight NBC or CBS or the like. But this is the list of games that he had out earlier today Again, not all of them on Peacock. There are three Fox games he announced, three of their big noon kickoffs, according to his sources, September 23rd. Oklahoma at Cincinnati. That's not a Big Ten game. I don't know why he included that in the Big Ten schedule. Oklahoma is a Big 12 school still for another year. Cincinnati is Big 12. Maybe you confuse Luke Fickell with, I don't know. That's not a Big Ten game. That's a Big 12 game. But that is a big noon kickoff on Fox September 23rd. Michigan at Nebraska gets the big noon kickoff treatment September 30th on Fox. Lincoln should be rocking for that one as one of the favorites in the Big Ten. Top five team nationally to start the year. Heads west. Also September 30th, I mentioned 2:30. Iowa and Michigan State from Kinnick Stadium, set to be a Peacock broadcast, according to Brad McMurphy. October 7th, you've got two Peacock streaming-only games, Wisconsin hosting Rutgers at 11 a.m. on Peacock. Also, Ohio State hosting Maryland at 2:30. That's actually a decent game. Ohio State should win that game by probably three touchdowns plus. I don't know what I don't think they have the spread ready for that game yet, but Maryland's still decent. Talia Tagovailoa, barring any injury, is back for them this year. But Ohio State, Maryland set to be a Peacock game as well. Ohio State, Purdue. Last time I think we saw that game in West Lafayette, Rondale Moore was torching the Buckeyes defense. That is set to be a big noon kickoff game. See if Devin Maccabee can do the same. Kind of doubt it, but we'll find out. Ohio State and Purdue, October 14th, set to be a big noon kickoff game. And the last three games on Brett McMurphy's schedule leak are all Peacock games. Illinois at Maryland, October 14th, an 11 a.m. game. I mentioned Iowa Northwestern from Wrigley at 2:30. Also a Peacock game. And then Minnesota at Purdue, November 11th, 11 a.m. start, according to Brett McMurphy, also on Peacock. So that is the latest information there. Again, you can weigh in on our poll question at kgymradio.com. How are you going to watch those Iowa games that are being streamed? You're going to get the app, use a friend's account, and head to a local establishment, or you're going to find other means, find something online. You could vote at kgymradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Ken on the text line says, not bad price for a couple Iowa games, as well as some other games and the other content you might get on Peacock as well. They've got TV shows and movies and other streaming content. He says, I hate the phrase, but it is what it is. And that is certainly kind of, yeah, I think we all kind of understood with the new Big Ten media deal, kind of the thought that, you know, hey, Peacock's going to be a part of this. I don't think any school was going to be immune from this. Like I said, I think basketball season, we're going to see a lot more Peacock streaming games, or maybe Paramount Plus streaming games, or something of the like. But it's going to be interesting to see how this is received. We know what you folks are saying out there, but there might be other people that are, hey, great, well, another way we can watch the Big Ten. Other people that are like, oh, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? What's the point? I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree with Ken. Mm-hmm. It is what it is at this point. It's 2023, and streaming is a big part of, you know, it's a part of everything TV-wise, but especially sports.
Yeah, every team is going to at least feel it a little bit. If Ohio State and Maryland is going to get put on there, I don't think that's going to be an awful game or anything like
Illinois,
that.
Illinois, Maryland's pretty good too.
Yeah, if Ohio State is on Peacock, it should show you that no one in the Big Ten is safe.
Right. Michigan's on Fox. Yeah. But Wisconsin's on Peacock. Granted, it's against Rutgers, but, you know.
Yeah. If Ohio State is going to be put on Peacock, anyone is going to be put on there. So, yeah, it's just too prevalent right now, and there's really no avoiding it. It was going to come eventually, no matter what.
Justin says essentially a pipe dream. It'll never happen when it comes to combining. My idea of getting one central hub for sports content, I agree with that. It'd be a good idea. I think it's a good idea, but it's not gonna see the light of day. 319-366-1600. 0835 asking, do we think Big Ten will be having every Big Ten game on TV between all channels? Is this why they're going to streaming games? It's an interesting thought. having every single game. I mean, every single game was pretty much on TV already under the old deal, because with Fox, well, Fox is still a part of it, but ESPN had, you know, all their ESPN, like, sub-channels, like ESPN2, ESPNU. Sometimes stuff got bumped to ESPN News. Occasionally, the off chance a Big Ten school would schedule, like, an SEC or an ACC team, you'd get that game on, like, the ACC network or the SEC network. So I think it's kind of compensating. I think the streaming move is kind of compensating for that, because the Purdue-Syracuse game, I think, last year, Purdue had a lead, and then Syracuse drove down the field in, like, less than a minute to win the game. Purdue had some awful penalties last year. I believe that was on ACC Network. I know Indiana's played, like, Missouri in the past randomly in football. That's been on SEC Network. So I think, and this is just me spitballing, I, you know, don't have the inside knowledge at all, but I think it's basically, like, kind of compensating for the loss of the ESPN sub-channels, because CBS has, what, Paramount Plus, CBS Sports Network, which CBS Sports Network already has a bunch of Group of Five games. They have, you know, the Conference USA and Mountain West games on there, like, late night. So I think, you know, they're kind of tied up with that. You know, CBS is not fully into the Big Ten yet. Maybe we do see Paramount Plus next year for the Big Ten, because CBS is still finishing out their SEC contract this year, remember? So I think that's interesting part of it as well. Every game pretty much is televised, but I think to make up for the loss of ESPN's kind of sub-channels, essentially, the 11 a.m. Beth Mowins game on ESPN 2, Iowa fans. Any Big Ten fan, you know what I'm talking about. The 11 a.m. turn on, oh, there's Beth Mowins and her sidekick, her crazy nicknames for players on the team. Yeah, it's going to be missed, man. I've ripped on Beth Mowins and some of the bad announcers that we get on some of the lesser networks that's not on the main four-letter network, but as a fellow sports media member, I've grown to appreciate them over time. 319-366-1600. It's going to be interesting to see where this all goes when CBS is fully invested in the Big Ten. They're not having SEC kind of trading off with the Big Ten. Going to be interesting to see that kind of play out, if there's more and more games kind of pushed across the vast array of networks. Because you still, with Fox, you have Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2. I don't think they've gone anything beyond that with games. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Justin, on the text line, let me save the consumer some money, said no executive ever. Like I said, the reason why they're cutting down on password sharing is they'd like your subscription fee. They want a subscription fee from everybody. Not just one person who's letting some, like, six other people use their account. That's for sure. 319-366-1600. Let's do this. I'll push off the CFP talk till tomorrow. I do want to get to a little baseball, maybe a little NFL. And story I've been teasing you about, crazy reason why a sporting event was at least temporarily delayed. We'll get to that coming up before 3 as well. But take a 60-second timeout back. A little baseball talk. Why this week is a rather important week in the National League Central. Talk about that on the way in just a little bit here on Spencer at Sports and KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
2:44 with Spencer on Sports here on a Tuesday, 15th day of August on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 KGYM, 319-366-1600. Taking it up till 3 o'clock, gym class, as I mentioned, on the way. Cal Eldred talking to baseball with the guys today just after 3:30. Always like hearing Cal's perspective on things. Guy who's played the game, guy who's coached in the game. Like the expertise from Cal. Check it out today on the gym class right here on KGYM. Major League Baseball, I said this is going to be a rather important week when it comes down to it for the National League Central race. We might be looking back on this week for both the Milwaukee Brewers and Chicago Cubs and saying this is the week where things took a turn for the worse or took a turn for the better. If you're in the case of the Chicago Cubs, an interesting week because both teams are playing, I guess, the exact opposite when it comes to toughness of schedule. All due respect to the Chicago White Sox, Kansas City Royals, Detroit Tigers, and Pittsburgh Pirates. But you compare that to the next six games for Milwaukee, and it's night and day difference when it comes to toughness. The Brewers opening a three-game set at the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight, and then they head to Arlington, Texas for a three-game set against the Texas Rangers. So two teams that are, I'd say, legit contenders in their respective divisions, respective sides of the bracket, if you will, in the National League and the American League. The Dodgers have been playing some fantastic baseball over the last several games. 9-1 in their last 10. They've won 8 in a row. Now 9 up on the San Francisco Giants in the National League West. The Texas Rangers, meanwhile, they're 8-2. In their last 10, 71-48. So for Milwaukee, yeah, it really was crucial. They had some rough stretches there. They got swept by the Braves, which I'm not going to fault them for getting swept by the Braves. The Braves are a really good baseball team, really good lineup, but lost 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals, split with Pittsburgh, came back 1-2 of 3 against Colorado, swept the White Sox in Chicago. Huge moment for Milwaukee to get to 65-54, coming back after a couple rough series and get to that point where they are 3.5 up on both the Cubs and the Reds going into this series with the Dodgers and the Rangers. As for the Cubs, if the Brewers do struggle, you know, these teams have been kind of playing a little bit better in terms of Kansas City and Detroit, but still, if you're the Cubs and you want to stay in contention, this is a big week when it comes to really maintaining where you are in the standings, if not putting even more pressure on Milwaukee coming forward. The Cubs taking on the White Sox for 2 tonight and tomorrow. Pitching matchup tonight for what it is worth. Kyle Hendricks going for the Cubs against Tuki Toussaint, one of the more fun names to say in Major League Baseball. That matchup is tonight at 7:05. Another game tomorrow on the north side. Then you got the Royals, who they've had their struggles this year, that's for sure. Kansas City, 4-6 in their last 10, still 39-81, so a season to forget for Kansas City Royals fans. But Cubs followed it up with 3 in Detroit, 4 in Pittsburgh, and then by the end of the month, who knows where we're going to stand, but the Cubs play the Brewers and the Reds. 3 in Milwaukee, I should say 3 in at Wrigley Field in Chicago, and then 3 in Cincinnati, or 4 in Cincinnati to start up the month of September. So could we be looking back on this week here where the Brewers have the Dodgers and Rangers in back-to-back series, and the Cubs have the White Sox, Royals, and Tigers in back-to-back-to-back series, and say this is the week it all turned for one or both of these teams? I think you absolutely can. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. The Brewers, as I mentioned before, Brewers and Cubs play each other. That series at the end of August here, the 3 games at Wrigley, and then 3 more in Milwaukee, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. So we very well could be coming down to the end of the season here for the National League Central race. Brewers do see St. Louis, 7 times in the month of September yet? So still plenty of baseball to be played. And, it's going to be fun. I think I'll say this as a Brewers fan, put the Brewer hat on, blue and yellow colored glasses. 3-3 is ideal. You can get out of the six-game road set 500. I think that's fantastic. Obviously, you'd like to go 5-1. 4-2 would be great even. I'm optimistic for 3-3. I'm expecting 2-4. Just reality. But the Brewers are one of those teams where they play to the level of their competition, so that's kind of why they've struggled against Washington and Pittsburgh and even Colorado. Even the White Sox, they swept the series, but they had 2 one-run victories there, 7-6 and 3-2. If they could play great baseball against two of the best teams in baseball, the Dodgers and the Rangers, I think they can absolutely win both series. But as a realist and kind of a pessimist too, I'm not going to ask for the moon here. Please get 3-3. Please. We'll just have to bring back Spencer Complains About the Brewers. Isaac wants Spencer Complains About the Brewers. So if anybody in the Brewers front office is listening, which I know they regularly do, just win or lose. Isaac's happy if you lose. I'm happy if you win. It doesn't matter. I think the Cubs still have a legit shot. They've had a legit shot. And there's people on the text line that don't like me saying, oh, you said they had a slim chance. Well, they did at the time. Their playoff odds are going up. FanGraphs says the Cubs had a 54% chance to make the playoffs as of today. That was up from 25 like 3 weeks ago. So they continue to put themselves in the conversation. Can they close the deal? I think that is the question we are hoping to find out an answer to here in the coming weeks. 319-366-1600. Should we get to the story? I got to take a break before we. I got to make sure I squeeze this in because it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen when it comes to a reason why a game had to be postponed, at least temporarily. It wasn't fully postponed, it was just a slight delay. It's a match, if you will. No, it's not soccer, but we'll get into it coming up in 60 seconds here on KGYM.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back at 252. Winding down the program here on a Tuesday at 319-366-1600. 4010 says, I shouldn't say the Brewers have a slight chance because they don't want me to, like, give the same boost I did to my favorite team. Because I said that about the Cubs. Now, the Cubs have been playing better, so I stuck my foot firmly in my mouth. So 4010 doesn't want me to say that the Brewers have a slight chance to make the postseason. They have a pretty good chance to make the postseason. FanGraphs has them as an 84% chance as of today. It's going to be between them and the Cubs. I think the Cubs could make a wild card too. Whoever doesn't win the division is probably going to get the wild card. So I think you're going to get two teams here. The question is, can the Reds keep it interesting too? Reds have a 24% chance per FanGraphs too. Make the playoffs. I don't know how FanGraphs, I'm sure they have an explanation somewhere, but FanGraphs still has the Cardinals with a 0.1% chance to win the division. I don't know how the Cardinals are 53-66. They're playing the A's, yes, but I think the Cardinals have been largely counted out, right? I think even Cardinals fans would agree with me. All right, got to get to this. Isaac, you ready for this? This might be one of the most interesting things that I think I've ever brought to you folks here on the show. Imagine you're a tennis player. You're playing in a high-level competitive match at the Montreal National Bank Open, and you're rallying, right? You're down, you're rallying, and all of a sudden, you have to stop. The chair ref says, "Oh, we got to replay the point because of an interesting interruption in your match." Here is the audio of what happened. This is, I believe, courtesy of the Tennis Channel. Listen to it, and you'll hear the interruption. It's pretty obvious what it is.
Oh wow! Cotton Eye Joe just came on mid rally.
Replay the point.
Oh wow!
You're playing tennis, and the song Cotton Eye Joe just randomly comes on the speakers at the event. It wasn't a long delay, but in the middle of a rally, you're trying to gain momentum, and all of a sudden, you're told to stop in the middle of, like, you know, your return, and you just have to start again in the middle of this rally because I don't think they figured out what happened here, but Cotton Eye Joe just randomly started playing on the speaker. I don't know if it was like, is there a press box? Were they like accident? Did someone like troll the arena and like Bluetooth their phone to the speakers or something? I don't know what happened here. There was not an explanation given. But in this match between Jessica Pegula and Iga Swiatek, I think I'm saying those right, they were trading points. Pegula had 4-3 in the tiebreaker. Ball's in play, middle of this rally, and all of a sudden, Cotton Eye Joe starts playing.
Tennis and golf are one of those sports where their athletes are really particular, too, about, like, going through being in the right headspace and being really focused, so no outside noise and distractions and stuff sort of thing. So that's just about one of the worst sports where something like that could happen. In my head, at least, I can't imagine something else other than golf, maybe.
It's an all-timer because it's so bizarre. I don't think there's been an explanation for it yet. At least I didn't see one. Maybe I need to do a little bit more digging on this. But they were able to finish the match. It never happened again. Pegula ended up winning the match in the third set, despite losing the set in which the interruption happened, which I would be so rattled, too. You're like in the middle of this, and all of a sudden, wait, where's this music? And I have to start again. But I just couldn't imagine that being, I mean, I've touched a tennis racket last in gym class back in like high school, I think, but I just, such a bizarre kind of like I think it's an all-timer really. Like, remember that time, that tennis match? Now, if this was Wimbledon, I think it's like going to be at another scale because Wimbledon is like the biggest of the big, right? Like, if it was, you know, US Open kind
of
thing.
Any of the majors, French Open,
stuff like that. It's going to be even more scale. This was the Montreal National Bank Open, so maybe it's not as big a headline, but still, it's still one of the more bizarre things I think that's ever happened in sports, just a song playing out of nowhere.
I know at Wimbledon, I've seen a clip where they had to make an announcement to not like pop champagne bottles during the middle of serves or something like that. And I couldn't imagine anything more Wimbledon announcement than that. Don't pop your champagne bottle in the middle of someone of a serve or a rally there. So,
you know, I've never understood. Oh, I understand it, but I think it would be really tough to be an NBA player regardless, because you're going against the greatest in the world, like LeBron and Giannis and so on. But they have music consistently playing throughout NBA games, just and like sound effects and stuff. And as an athlete, I'd want to concentrate. You know, it's not as concentration as much as, you know, you do in the golf course or tennis, like you said, but I wouldn't be able to shoot like
free throws
there's a rap song playing in the background. So just be thankful you weren't the tennis pros that had to deal with Cotton Eye Joe randomly interrupting. Darn you, Cotton Eye Joe, come on. I hope somebody finds out what happened there. That'll wrap up the show today. Gym class is next. Todd Brumblecamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Back tomorrow at 2 here in KGYM.